Hello everyone, welcome to our series The Spiritual Healing. As the name suggests, the aim of this series is to heal your mind, body and soul. The present series is a collection of selected articles contributed by Dr. Pramod Pathak in the widely read column Hidden Souls in the spirituality section of the supplement Agenda, carried with the Sunday Pioneer every week. As we all know, in this hustle and bustle of life, we have stopped looking inwards. So today, let's start by looking at how we can be at peace both internally and externally through one of the articles. Look inwards and be at peace. The age in which we are living today is called by many names: the post-industrial society, the information age, the knowledge era, and many such expressions are used to characterize these times. But these expressions notwithstanding, the qualifying features of the present times are the abnormal and almost suicidal stress and strain as a result of hurry and flurry of life. This fast-paced life has its consequences. Speed has engulfed us in this jet era, and competition has robbed us of our peace. The result is a lifestyle that is unsettling, a lifestyle that is at odds with itself. Fashionably called 24/7/365, this lifestyle is a sure recipe for catastrophe. Human life is today dictated by desires and lust and their fiery throbs. Mankind is witnessing a moral and ethical breakup within itself and around, with wants increasing at such a rapid pace that there is no stage of satisfaction. Even before a want is satisfied, a new want arises. These, we are told, are signs of a progressive society, and overindulgent individuals are considered successful and smart. Institutions all around are degenerating, and the values crisis that has gripped the society today seems to be leading the humanity to the brink. But are we aware? Perhaps not. The glitz and glare blinds the majority, and sanity and reason are lost in the cacophony of hooting traffic and deafening music, which is less of melody and more of noise. The human being is unable to read the writing on the wall. It may perhaps be the richest of the times, but humanity is sad and suffering from insecurity. Life span has increased, but there is little life in this living. Can we afford to gloss over this grim reality? Is there a remedy? Though Vedanta suggests a simple and easy to walk road to tranquility, an effective daily exercise of being quiet can help us out. It is this art of relaxation that can see us through the turbulence of daily living. We can carry with us an unnecessary load of worries, fears, anxieties, and excitements, which, though undesirable, are necessary accompaniments of modern living. We must not allow this load to crush us. We need to learn to strengthen our shoulders and straighten our spine. But how to practice this art of being quiet? At least for 10 minutes each day, let us try to be totally relaxed, not only in the body, but also in the mind and intellect. Let the body sit in total relaxation. We will find that as the body relaxes, the mind becomes more and more restless. All the unwanted thoughts worries, fears, regrets, and passions rising like the water in a rough sea. But this has to be tamed with courage, with willpower. Let us observe the mad and furious chaos from a distance. By withdrawing ourselves from the disturbances that are destabilizing the mind and thus maintaining peace and poise in the heart, we become a neutral observer, detached from the thoughts. This way, we are neither involved with the thoughts nor participate in confusions. This attitude of mind is the attitude of detachment, when the mind can rest in its own poise while watching the turbulent happenings around and within. This is the beginning of meditation. It is not going to be easy, but it is possible. All we need to find are those 10 minutes every day when we consciously attempt to rest our mind. Conscious rest is the secret of revitalizing an exhausted mind. However, to attain this position of conscious rest, we need a pivot. And that pivot is the name of God. The prayers, the mantras are all means to acquire that pivot. By focusing on God, we learn to make our mind quiet gradually. So the first step is sit quietly, look inwards, distance yourself from the turbulent thoughts that arise by focusing on God and acquire peace. So let us all resolve to try to be at peace at least. Have a nice day.